hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WABC.
Local Spotlight.
Tomorrow, everyone, this is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. In just a moment, we're going to talk with John Catsimatidis about nuclear energy and a new endeavor he's involved in that could provide clean, reliable energy to people that want to drive a vehicle that doesn't pollute the environment and that doesn't get stuck because you run out of an electrical charge. We're going to get into that in a moment. But all of this is part of the movement away from fossil fuels. And there was some big news yesterday as major offshore wind projects in New York have been canceled in the latest blow to the industry. This decision is another setback to New York's aspirations to achieve 70% renewable energy by 2030 and be a hub for the industry in the United States. So New York's signature offshore wind projects were meant to boost confidence in the industry. They're being scrapped. This is a huge hit to the industry in New York State and in the United States. This decision is another setback to what New York has already agreed to do, which is go 70% renewable by 2030. It's also going to be a big challenge to President Biden's already likely out of reach 30 gigawatt goal for offshore wind by the year 2030. Here's what happened. The state authority in charge of the deals announced that no final agreements could be reached with the three projects that received provisional awards in October of 2023. Those bids were all linked to major supply chain investments by GE and a larger turbine that it planned to build that was aimed at boosting the region's renewable energy portfolio. This is not the total end of offshore wind in New York, but it does represent a huge setback. There are still some prospects off the coast of Long Island and New Jersey on the drawing board, and one's already operational. The projects that were negotiating contracts would now need to rely on smaller turbines, which means that the developers would have needed to buy more and install more massive underwater foundations to put each turbine atop. As a result, it adds time and labor costs to each project. I think this all comes down to, and I'm not an expert on this, I'm going to ask John Catsimatidis in a minute. I think this all comes down to these entities overpromised what they could deliver in terms of energy, and they led policymakers to believe that it was going to be cheaper to manufacture and put up these turbines. Now the rubber is meeting the road. I think we're starting to see that that goal of 70% renewable energy in just 6 years isn't realistic, and we should probably revise it.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WABC.
Local Spotlight.
Good morrow, everyone. This is The Other Side of Midnight on 77 WABC. I'm superstar Frank Morano. By now, you are probably aware that New Jersey Congressman Donald Payne, who represents the Newark area, has had a heart attack. And I hope everyone joins me in wishing him a speedy recovery. However, as New Jersey Politico pointed out, I don't think you need medical expertise to gather that the prognosis can't be great if he's still unconscious and on a respirator nearly 2 weeks after the heart attack, which is what the New Jersey Globe is reporting. That's a far cry from what Congressman Payne's office initially described the congressman's condition when they disclosed that he suffered a cardiac episode but had a good prognosis. Quote, Currently, he is recovering in the hospital as doctors conduct routine exams to monitor and observe his improvement. That's a statement they put out about 2 weeks ago. It seems like that statement was a blatant lie. And presumably, in response to that article in the New Jersey Globe, his office put out a follow-up statement saying the congressman was in stable condition at a local hospital and continues to be under doctor's care. While we hope for a full recovery, we ask everyone to keep him in your prayers, which I certainly will. Now, that term, stable condition, is so interesting because it's meant to sound reassuring, but it's very vague. You could be stable condition and be in awful condition. Just means you're stable. Means you're not getting worse. And the statement didn't contradict anything in that New Jersey Globe report, which, quite frankly, makes Congressman Payne's condition sound pretty grave. Now, I hope the congressman's office will offer some more clarification soon, because they've given us really nothing since Wednesday. Obviously, we understand that there are family considerations that might be at play, but when it comes to the health of public representatives, especially a House of Representatives as divided as the U.S. House is right now, it's everyone's business. To some extent, we need to know what the status of the congressman's health is and if he's going to be running for re-election this year, and if it's even responsible for New Jersey voters to be considering him if he's unlikely to finish any new term. I just hope we get some more answers, and obviously I'm wishing him a speedy recovery.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77 WABC.
Local Spotlight.
First things first, there is some brand new Frank Morano merchandise in the WABC radio store. Please go check it out. I made a video yesterday on Facebook where I showcased some of the merchandise. You can check out the video at facebook.com/MoranoFan. The new merchandise that I think is the coolest is they made a whole bunch of knockoff Sopranos-themed merchandise, sweatshirts, mugs, but instead of the Sopranos, it says the Moranos, only with a gun where the R is, just like the Sopranos logo. It's kind of cool. But I have a lot of other ideas for merchandise, but they're saying they're going to wait and see how well this sells before implementing my other ideas. So I would appreciate it if you could buy a whole bunch of this stuff so that I could see these other merchandise ideas come to fruition. So go to WABCRadioStore.com, click on Personalities, and click on Frank Morano, and you'll see all the stuff there. And if you use the promo code FRANK15, you can save 15% off. Hey, I did want to mention this. This is something that I didn't realize was going to be part of the budget, but I think is actually a pretty good thing. Although, as you know, I don't think the budget should be an omnibus policy-making document, but well, that's what it's become. Drivers in New York who obscure their license plates to avoid paying tolls are going to face steep penalties, including the potential loss of their car registration under legislation that was passed on Saturday as part of the state budget. You know what I say? Good. I'm not somebody that likes sticking it to motorists, not at all. But if you're going to disguise your license plate, you are doing that in a blatant attempt to steal from the public and make people like me pay more. I say if they catch you obscuring your license plate, trying to hide your license plate to avoid tolls or anything else, throw the book at them. You're damn right they should suspend your registration. I am very pleased to see this come to fruition, and I would love to see other states implement similar modes of penalizing these folks. It's dishonest, and it ought to stop pronto.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
The Other Side of Midnight.
77
Local Spotlight.
In New York State, they have come for your gas stoves. They have come for your non-electric vehicles, as we've described. Well, now, if you are someone like my wife and my son that enjoys something like Kraft Singles, they are coming for your individually wrapped cheese slices. Oh, yes, you can call it lactose intolerance or plastic discrimination, but individually wrapped cheeses would largely be banned under a far-reaching bill getting pushed by New York environmentalists and politicians to reduce the use of plastics, at least according to the New York Post's Carl Campanile. The state bill, called Packaging Reduction and Recycling Infrastructure Act, would require companies with net incomes over $1 million who sell or distribute food or products to reduce plastics and other packaging that ends in landfills or waterways by 50% over the next 12 years. It would also impose a fee on companies that use plastic packages, with money going towards recycling programs and infrastructure. According to State Senator Peter Harkam, a Democrat of Peekskill, the typical New Yorker creates nearly 5 pounds of trash every day, which means the state produces approximately 15 million tons of waste each year. 4 states have implemented similar programs: Maine, Oregon, Colorado, and California. One leading environmentalist backing the bill confirmed that the goal is to eliminate single slices of cheese packaged in non-reusable plastic, as well as other wasteful packaging. Judith Enck, president of the group Beyond Plastics, said, "We have to do something about the plastic crisis." She goes on and says, "There was a time in America when we didn't put a piece of plastic between every slice of cheese. They can substitute plastic with paper." She noted it costs New York City $420 million a year to transport and dispose of its trash to landfills and incinerators, and manufacturers should be doing their part. I have to tell you, as much as I've been critical about some of the legislation that has been pushed out of New York, I don't think this is the craziest thing in the world. We do have a garbage crisis. We do have a plastic crisis. And when I say we have a plastic crisis, we don't just have an issue with what we're doing with all this stuff, because it is very unmanageable and it's ending up in the oceans and it's ending up in our bodies. We have a huge problem with microplastics. I think we as a human civilization were not meant to be exposed to this much plastic. So much of what we're eating and drinking comes in plastic containers, including this cheese. And I don't think it's a bad idea, though, look, this may just be a cash grab, I don't think it's a bad idea to ask food manufacturers to reduce the amount of plastic packaging we're all exposed to.
Beam me up!
To be continued.
Hemorrhoids can be a real pain in the butt, causing anal itching and burning and irritation. Get fast relief with all-natural, doctor-developed and tested Anacool. Buy Anacool, A-N-A-C-O-O-L, on Amazon right now and save 15% with code WABC2024.